Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, and we're just excited today. We just greet you in the powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're so excited that you've chosen to worship or study with us on this evening with the study of our word, our Bible class. We give God praise and glory for you. We just thank you, and we just invite everyone in Radio Land, those that's on our broadcast, we just thank and praise God for you again. I want to call our Bible study to order on today. I'm going to read a scripture, sing a hymn, and pray. Hallelujah. I'm going to sing a hymn, read a scripture, and pray. So I want you all to join in with us. We got mighty powerful things to discuss on this evening, and we give God the praise. Shine on me. Shine on me. I wonder if the lighthouse will shine on me. Coming from Psalms 119, starting with the verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. establish thy words unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. I have just read you from Psalms 119, starting at verse 33 and down to verse 40. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, most of all the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on this evening, Lord, asking you today to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come today, we come today asking you if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord. At any time in our life, please forgive me. Forgive us right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you on today to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything, Lord, in there that should not be, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to create in us, Lord, a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Father, we come first of all just asking you to bind up the strong man now. In the mighty name of Jesus, bind the strong man, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, bind up the strong man, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, every evil thing, every demonic thing, every wimp, every imp, every demonic creature, Lord, anything, Lord, that's demonic and evil and wicked, I'm asking you today to bind it right now from this radio broadcast, from myself and everyone that's up under the sound of my voice, every end time man and woman of war, every believer, Lord, I'm asking you on today to bind up the strong men in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach your people on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I just thank you right now for it. I give you praise and I give you glory for it. I magnify your name. I just worship you right now, Lord, in the beauty of your holiness. You're just so good and you're kind. You're just, you're lovely in the name of Jesus. And I trust you, Father. I trust you with everything that I have, Lord, everything that I am, Lord. I trust you and love you in the name of Jesus. Father, we just give you praise. I'm asking you to open up our understanding, Lord, so that we may understand and receive your word on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, Father. We love you. We love you. We ask you to take over and take control. We ask you to change the atmosphere on the radio broadcast, on the wave frequencies, Lord, so we can have a blessed time on tonight in the study of your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We just ask all these things in your son Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. Amen, amen to you out in radio land and to you that's on the radio broadcast. On tonight, we will still be talking about prophetic. Tonight we will still be talking about prophetic intercession on tonight in the name of Jesus. I got so much and so many things to talk about when you come to the prophetic. I think last week I just hit on some of it, but I still got so much that I never touched. And you know, God is so good. I don't know which way to even go here. But I thank and praise God. I think we talked about prophetic prayer. What is prophetic prayer? To prophesy means to hear from God. We know that. And then to speak or act on God's behalf. When we pray prophetically, we lay down our own imagination, our own desires, our own burdens, and depend on him to show us what is our agenda or what is his agenda and what we should be praying for. Now, he will reveal to us what he would have us to pray for. in order to pray this way, we must posture or position ourselves to hear from him, to hear from God. We have to. Prophetic prayer is one of the sessions structures that can be used powerfully in the house of God. The practice of prophetic prayer is a intercession. It's like a foundational intercession. And the foundation for prophetic prayer is how Jesus taught them all of God's people that can hear his voice over in John 10 and 20, 10, 2 through 5. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Number 3 says, to him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he put forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. We are urged in the scripture to pursue spiritual gifts, especially the prophetic. See, when we build this foundation for prophetic prayer, we communicating with God, we hearing from God, and we're speaking or acting on God's behalf. And we have to build that foundation for prophetic prayer in us, because he is the shepherd. We are the sheep. We won't hear a stranger, but we'll hear his voice. And that's what we should be listening for, his voice. The Lord, in Jesus' name, I believe that I am a child of God and that I have the ability to hear God's voice. I earnestly desire to prophesy and believe that I am in Christ to do all things. And this is just something that we could, I can't tell you how to pray, but this is how sometimes I go to God after I meditate. Lord, in Jesus' name, I believe that I'm a child of God. I know that I'm a child of God and that I have the ability to hear God's voice. I desire to prophesy, and I believe that I am able in Christ to do all these things. You can do all things through Christ. So, you know, I just go along telling and talking about the scriptures. I ask in bold faith for accuracy and ease in receiving and releasing your word and prophetic insight in intercession. See, and I'm going to say this again. Lord, Father God, in Jesus' name, I know that I'm a child of God. I believe that I'm a child of God and have the ability to hear from you and to hear your voice. I desire to prophesy, and I believe that I'm able to do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I come in bold faith for accuracy and ease in receiving and releasing your word and prophetic insights in intercession. Thank you, Lord, because we have to know for ourselves and believe that we're going to hear God's voice. We have to know that. That's how you set up a foundation. And you have to desire earnestly to prophesy. and believe that you, God is going to enable you to do it. You can do all three things through Christ that strengthens you. And you go boldly in faith and ask him for accuracy and ease in receiving and releasing your word and the prophetic insight into intercession. So now, that was just something to give you to think about how you need to go to God, because a lot of times you have not because you ask not. But I believe if you ask that you can hear him, he will let you hear clearly. And if you desire to prophesy, if you in his will and you desire, even a lot of them not in God's will, but they have the gift to prophesy. I believe, and they believe that they can do it, they can, because they can do all things. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Now, we want to hear from God. We want to hear from the Holy Spirit. So, like on last week, we talked a little bit about some of the ways the Holy Spirit speaks to us. And we know he speaks to us through scriptures, through songs, in a still, small voice, through impressions in the mind, simple thoughts, in visions and dreams, by words and symbols. And I know for myself that God can speak to you in whatever, however he wants to, he can speak. And we have to be aware, because a lot of times he'll tell you to go and get the Bible, go pick your scriptures up, go read, you know. And once you do that, once you start that, you can, once you get the scriptures, if he want to speak to you, it's going to come bold. It's going to almost jump off the pages. Your spirit going to be quickened through the scriptures. You can read, and God will speak to you, even through song, through song. You can listen to your music, and that's what I was telling Prophetess Sims this morning. Always keep your little music playing soft in your home. That it'll bless your spirit. And then God can minister through through the music, through the song. Sometimes he ministers to us and speak to us through so many things in a still small voice. I don't know, have you ever heard God speak in that still? I thought it was me talking in my conscience for a long time, because nobody told me. But I would always catch like the tail end of what he was saying, because I'd be running my mouth. So I would always catch the tail end of it. And it was all right, because, you know, when I finished catching that tail end, I'm saying, can you say it again? Can you repeat it? No, he's not going to repeat himself. He's not going to repeat himself. Through impressions in the mind, simple thoughts. See, he impresses things in your mind. He impresses, put something on your mind. He began to Amen. Let me just say this. If you want to come on the radio broadcast, You're going to have to show me your number. If you can't show me your number, I'm going to disconnect you. Amen. I love everybody, but I feel like everybody else's number is on here. And if you show me your number, you're welcome to stay on here. Amen. Simple thought. Just something simple, because you know, God is not all so together. You know, He's not all so big words and all this kind of stuff. He's not all about that. He wants you to understand. So He's going to use simplicity. It's going to be simple for us to understand. He know where we are in Him. He knows all of that. He knows. So, you know, he's gonna make it very simple in visions and in dreams. And you know he'll come in our dreams. He'll send somebody like your brother or somebody. You'll be dreaming about somebody that you know and telling you something that God has already said. Anyway, the Holy Spirit speaks to us by words and symbols. Words and symbols, because sometimes you may see a boat, or you may see a house, or you may see a lamp pole, or you may see some numbers, or you may see, you know, animals. He speaks to us, you know, and it makes so much sense if you just wait and let Him keep putting it together. Mm-hmm. It's just like that. And I thank and praise God that He give us words and things like that. That's why I was telling you, when you're prophesying, if He only say one word, that's all you say. If He only give you one word, that's all you say. Because it may mean something to the other person. Okay, and then what do you do to prepare for a prophetic intercession? What do you do? Well, we should repent and confess any sins, any unconfessed sins can block our ability to hear from God, and also it can hinder answer to our prayers. That's why I tell people, and that's in Psalm 66, in verse 18, we should always repent for unconfessed sins, for sins that we don't even really know we've committed some of them. Choose to lay aside any personal prayer burdens or desires for yourself, because you interceding on the behalf of God for whoever He tells you to pray for. So whatever you have to lay that to the side. And then you have to bind up vain imaginations. Bind the influences of any demonic assignment that will try to interfere with your hearing accurately from the Lord. That's what you have to do. You have to bind up influences of any vain imagination, and in Jesus' name, bind it up. And then you have to bind up in Jesus' name any influence of any demonic assignment that would try to interfere with your hearing accurately from the Lord. We have to do that, because when we start interceding, we're going to get attacked. We're going to get attacked. And it's not something, I mean, because when we're on our job, they on their job. They don't want you praying and interceding for nobody and what you doing nothing God called you to do. So they're going to try to block. If they try to block Jesus, you know they're going to try to block us. Invite the Holy Spirit to fill you afresh with his presence and wisdom. Invite the Holy Spirit in. Thank the Lord ahead of time for what you're going to receive and meditate. Even before you start praying and things, you should meditate. You should meditate. See, when you get ready to go into intercession, this is a preparation period. So what you must do, what I do, after meditating, I go into worshiping. By worshiping, you can focus on God, magnifying his name, and giving everything over to him. Anything you carry it, you give to the Lord. So you worship for a while after meditation. You have to, and then wait. Just worship, wait. Worship and wait. Because I'm telling that, you know, a lot of deliverances come through worship. When the anointing comes in, a lot of deliverances come through worship. I was, on Saturday, I was there teaching the same thing, because I guess the apostle came on this line and heard me teaching prophetic intercessors. And she asked me to come there Saturday and teach. And I had the same material I was going to take. And I folded it up in my Bible. I never did get a chance to open my Bible. But I taught just what God gave me to teach. And I was so grateful that he able me to teach just that. And because, you know, some people, you can tell, you have to know your congregation. I mean, when you get in there and you just discern your congregation, I didn't even have to, by the grace of God, open my material. And so I got a chance to speak with them just from past experiences. And it really helped them by the grace of God. And she said she would have me back to go over the stuff that I had. But you know how God do you. You don't need nothing. You don't need nothing but him and an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. And so that's what I had at the time. I was just letting God use me, listening to him. So, and when I do it, I go, you know, I just repent before I start and get that cleared out. But then I go and ask God in whatever particular, because he's going to tell you what to pray for, who to pray for. When you start off worshiping and you go into prayer, he's going to tell you. I'm telling you, he will tell you. You can start with whoever he put on your mind, because he's going to deal with you in your mind. He's going to deal with you in words and symbols. He's going to, most of us won't have a, probably won't have the radio on or music on, but he's going to let you know with through impressions of the mind, just a simple thought. Because I told you when I would be praying in tongues, and I'm saying, I'm supposed to be praying in tongues. I'm thinking about all this other stuff. I don't know why this stuff is on my mind. And I kept, every time I prayed, I kept saying, what is this stuff doing on my mind? You know, and I'm trying to pray, but I was praying in tongues. And he was putting stuff on my mind, but that's what I was praying for. And that's who I was praying for. When he revealed that to me, I was like, okay, Lord, it's good. A prophetic intercession is like the ministry of the priest and the prophet. The priest pleads the need of the people of the Lord, of God. That's what the priest do. He pleads the needs of the people to God. The prophet of God before the people in prophetic intercession, the prophet and the priest unite. And see, when the young man came on last week and he said Jesus was a prophet, Jesus is a prophet, priest, and king. He's a prophet, priest, and king. He's the Savior, the Redeemer, and all that. But I thank and praise God that he is a prophet. He is our priest and our king. Jeremiah 27:18, that if they are prophets, and if the word of the Lord is with them, let them now entreat the Lord of hosts that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord, in the house of the king of Judah and in Jerusalem, may not go to Babylon. See, Jeremiah was a prophet, and he was praying and pleading the interest of God before the people. Stayed in prophetic intercession for the people. And it hurted Jeremiah a lot of times how the people would do. Prophetic intercession acts not only that man might make decisions for Christ. It assumes the larger boundary of the great purposes of God. We plead the maturity of Christ in those who respond, that the new society of the redeemed man can may expand unto the ends of the earth. We plead the maturity of Christ in those who respond. When we get through pleading for God and the things of the interest of God, and pleading the needs of people, we hope that the people are matured. Pray for their maturity in God. And then we pray for all around nations and different regions, different states, different cities. We're all assigned to pray for some, for that, for the nations, for regions, for cities, for states. Prophetic intercession paves the way for fulfillment of prophetic promises. In prophetic intercession, the Spirit of God pleads the covenant promises of God made to his people throughout history. Every unfulfilled promise ever made is to be pleaded by the Spirit before the throne. That's deep. Every unfulfilled promise ever made is to be pleaded by the Spirit before the throne. Now the Spirit pleads as well. The Spirit pleads as well before the throne. The unfulfilled promises, because God makes promises. He made us a lot of promises. But the ones that's unfulfilled, the Spirit pleads. The priest pleads the needs of the people to the Lord. The prophet pleads the interests of God before the people. And the Spirit pleads for the promise, the unfulfilled promises ever made. He pleads for those before the throne. Prophetic intercession is an urgency or urging to pray. You know, it's like, you know, I used to tell you all about how the Spirit of the Lord put it in your spirit to go pray, go pray, go pray, go pray, go pray. Or he'll use things. Like I told you, he used to use the bird to put their claws on the window pane, on the glass, and I could hear it clicking on the glass. And not only me heard it, but a few people have heard it that was at my house. It's an urgency, and it's given by the Holy Spirit for a situation or circumstances about which you have very little knowledge in the natural. But in the spirit, God gives you what you need. You pray for the prayer requests that are on the hearts of God. That's what intercession is. You praying for the prayer requests that are on the heart of God. Because we praying, we interceding for the people of God. We interceding for what God wants us to pray for. Prayer requests is on God's heart, because there's so many people pray and they'll be praying and asking God to help them for this situation, for that situation. Always. Always. And they cry out to the Lord so much, you know it's on his heart, because he love us. He love us. So the only way an intercessor prayer won't get answered is because they're not in the will of God. They don't take the right step. I told you last week that you have to repent. You cannot go before God any kind of way. It's like a stench in his nostril. When we go before him, we haven't repented in all this sin, all of us. It's just like a stench in his nostril. That's why I do what I do. And I know I sound redundant. I don't care. Every time when I pray for people out in the street, on the telephone, I'm going to repent first, because I want God to answer my prayer. I want him to answer my prayer, so I got to do it the right way. Got to stay in the will of God. And most of us have very little knowledge in the natural, but in the spiritual realm, God give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding spiritually. And once we pray, once we see that urgency to pray, and we pray, then it gives God a chance to intervene and do what he does best. God will direct us to pray to bring forth his will on earth as it is in heaven, as his will to be in heaven. You know, that's why it's so important. I'm telling you, it is so important to pray. It's so important to pray. It's important to stay in the Word of God, but it is definitely important to pray. Because God, we're praying for whatever it is that God, or the promises, the request, prayer request that God has on his heart for us to pray for. Like I told you before, how the people in Florida, it was a lady at, what is the name of that breakfast? Waffle House. She came to me, her husband came to me, and like I said, I was nervous about him because he looked like that man on Poltergeist, that skinny man. And he had that tall hat on. He came over, he said, my wife wanted to see, he looked just like that man. But this is how God wants you know you're a prayer warrior, an intercessor, prophetically. God's going to send people for you to pray for. I told y'all that before. He sent people for you to pray for. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care, because I was kind of like thinking, well, should I or should I not? Because once you take on a praying for people, you take on that thing yourself. You that that a spirit that you praying against gonna turn around and attack you. So you gotta be ready. But you can't just say, no, I ain't praying, I ain't getting in that stuff. That's the wrong answer. God don't want to hear that. We have to pray for the situation. I don't care what it is. If God sent them to you, he needs for you to pray for them, intercede for them. And I don't care what kind of demon it is, they're not powerful than God. Demons know your weakness anyway. They're trying to find it out. But you have to definitely pray. I'm telling you. You got to pray and believe and know that God is going to do and fix the situation. And he will. He will. Yes, he will. Prophetic intercession is the ability to receive an immediate prayer request from God and pray about it in a divinely anointed utterance in tongues. Because he'll give you just that. I remember, and it's also different. When I tell you it's different, I'm just trying to tell you how to feel at the while. When I tell you it's different, all of them. Every time you pray and stuff, it's different. It's just different because you're going to feel a different kind of way. When you pray for different ones, you feel different. You don't know what's going on. I was praying for one of the women, and I had my hands in her hand, and I was praying for her, and such a pain hit my left arm. And I said, are you in pain? She said, yes, Apostle. Because I know that pain did not belong to me. Didn't belong to me. I didn't have it before I touched her. But I know it almost knocked my arm off of her, my hand off her. It was so strong. And those are the little signs and symbols and things that God lets you know about things. Especially when you praying and laying hands and for healing and stuff like that, he definitely will give you all kind of signs and symbols. And we have to go by that. We have to, our spirit mind have to be so sensitive, Spirit of God, so sensitive. And we have to, because we want to hear him, and we want to be on point. We don't want to be doing stuff that he didn't say do. Prophetic intercession is waiting before God in order to hear or receive God's burden or God's word, his concern, his warning, his condition, his vision, or his promise, responding back to the Lord and then to the people with whatever he said. Prophetic intercession is waiting before God in order to hear what he has to say or receive God's burden or God's word or his concern. The warning he may give you, he may give you a condition to let somebody know what kind of condition they have, the vision or the promises, responding back to the Lord and then to the people with whatever he gives you, prophetic intercession. It's an awesome, awesome thing, and it's a blessed thing to be a prophet and moving in the gift of prophetic intercessor. It's awesome, I'm telling you. And then with the other gifts. The praying prophetess in Anna in Luke chapter 2, verses 36, 38. And that was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, whatever his name is, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84, and she never left the temple, serving night and day with fasting and prayers. And at that very moment, she came up and began giving thanks to God and continued to speak of him to all those who were looking for redemption of Jerusalem. Anna, when I tell you, she had such a prayer ministry, a prophetic, and she was such a prophetic intercessor. She stayed in the church day and night, fasting and praying. We don't really know how old Anna was when her husband passed, but I can imagine she was doing intercession then. And after he passed, she went on and moved in the church and stayed there, praying day and night, day and night. Anna spent somewhere around 60 years praying through the prophetic promises of God in the temple before the Messiah appeared. She stayed there praying day and night, night and day. That's such a blessing. You have to sacrifice. You have to endure. You have to make sacrifices. I'm telling you, when it comes to doing what God called you to do, you have to pray. You have to intercede. You can't pick who you want to intercede for, who you want to pray for. It's not about us, but it's about being obedient and praying for. Might be your enemy. You might not even like the person, but God said you got to do it. Do what I ask you to do. Do what I tell you to do. Daniel is another person. He was always meditating upon the prophetic word of God. Daniel chapter 9 verse 2 says, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, observed in the books the number of the years which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet for the completion of desolations of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. Jeremiah 29:10 says, for thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you to bring you back to this place. So it was like a prophecy being fulfilled. That's what it was. And Daniel meditated upon the word of God spoken through Jeremiah. He found the promise and then sought the Lord for the condition that must be met in order that the promises might be fulfilled. It was prophecy. He then entered into identification of repentance and confessed the generational sin of his people as his own. This is another great form of prophetic intercession that is often modeled in our day today. We have to meditate on God's spoken word. We have to meditate. There were a number of prophecies from Daniel to Jeremiah, back to Daniel. That's what it was. And remember I said prophetic intercession is waiting before God in order to hear or receive God's burden, God's word, his concern, his warning, conditions, visions, or promises. Responding back to the Lord and then to the people with whatever he wants you to do, with the action, what you're going to get, do. The mechanics to prophetic intercession that's in the Word of God, like Amos chapter 3, verse 7 says, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals it, reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, we are God's co-workers. Ephesians 3 and 20. Wait a minute, let me go and read this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But it is written, eyes have not seen. Wait a minute. That's the wrong one. It is the wrong one. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Our co-workers. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon upon. And see, it went from Daniel to Jeremiah. I had a pastor when I was a little girl. His name was Reverend Wilder. My ex-husband and I first started pastoring, he passed his church on to us. And he said that he just built the bridge so that we can go across and continue with the bridge. And that always stuck in my mind. You can build on something, on some foundation. And the people or whoever is going to take over will go behind you and add to it the foundation, the other walls, whatever, the structure or the beams or whatever. But that's how it is. You know, one plant and the other water, but God gives the increase. That's the same thing here. That's the same thing here. And in Jeremiah and Daniel, the prophetic was being fulfilled. And I thank and praise God for that. How does prophetic intercession transpire? Jesus sees the need, in turn touches someone and imparts his grace to intercede. He does this through his invisible hands, through the power of the Holy Spirit, enabling and inspiring a person or a group to pray his prayers in order for his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's in Romans chapter 8 and 26. Prophetic intercession is an amazing gift from God. When brought into maturity, can be used to change lives and impact nations, all for the glory of God. See, that's such an awesome thing, because it is a gift from God, and it's an amazing gift. You gotta have a gift to have a prophetic intercession. It just don't come just by you studying, but the gift was given to ones he chooses, not the one man chooses, but the one God chooses all the time. It's so amazing, and it's getting close to time. Does anyone have any questions or any comments before we get ready to leave, before we get ready to do the benediction? It's always so good to be able to talk about prophetic and prayer and stuff. It's awesome to me. And I'm so grateful and thankful that all of you, even you in Radio Land that was on the broadcast, and that is on the broadcast, came and we got a chance to study the Word of God. It's an awesome thing, and I thank and praise God for it. And on Thursday night, we will have our praise, prayer, and prophetic word, our prophecy hour on Thursday, this very same time. And on Friday, we'll have our study in the Word again, and we'll still be talking about prayer. And I have so much more to even talk about, even on prayer, because I do want you all to get it and understand it even the more, because God is using each one of you that's on the broadcast, and know that you're prophets. You know, God is using us in that area, and I thank and praise God for it. I thank God for it. So I'm not going to hold you any longer. I thank God for you in Radio Land. I thank and praise God that you decided to study with us in the Word today. I thank and praise God for each one of you and the ones that's on the radio broadcast, the ones that called in. God bless you. God bless each one of you. And if you need Apostle Deans, you can call me at 314-299-0920. That's 314-299-0920. I thank and praise God for each one of you. I'm going to pray and dismiss. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we humbly come before your throne of grace, just thanking you and praising you for another study of your word. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Thank you for covering our minds and our hearts today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for being in the midst of us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you said, what, two or three are gathered, there you are in the midst. I thank and praise God for that. I thank you for that today. We give you praise and we give you glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, we be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen. I thank and praise God. You all are dismissed. God bless you. You all have a blessed rest of the evening, and I will see you again Thursday night for our prayer, praise, and prophecy hour. God bless you. I love you, and God loves you. Amen. Good night.